Declan, what's your team news ahead of Cork City game this week?
Team news is we're working off a limited squad. Obviously, Darren Cole's still struggling with a knee injury. Patrick's out with a thigh injury. Michael McCrudden's out with a metatarsal injury. But we've lost three players before the window opens in CRF. Connor's away to Cliftonville in terms of getting game time. And Josh Kerr has returned to Scotland. So we're down bodies, but everybody that is available have been magnificent. Since the opening of the season, we've been the buy-in we've got from the players has been fantastic. We have variations in the way we can play in terms of versatility and filling in different positions, but we've been very good away from home, and we must try to continue that. We've two huge games in 3 days, a lot of travelling, 900 miles in 72 hours is a bit extortionate, having had very limited games over the last number of weeks. So again, some of the decisions that are made are a bit crazy to say the least, but we get on with it. No excuses, and we'll go down to Turner's Cross and try and give a good performance.
Of course, we're going to Turner's Cross with a little bit of confidence. So we picked up a point down there last time, took all the points here in the Brandywell. You've been looking to go down there and take another 3 points off.
Well, listen, it's easier said than done. Historically, we haven't had good results in Turner's Cross in the last 14, 15 years. We haven't really came away with a lot of victories over the years, but every game's different. Somewhere along the line, we're going to have to go there and win, and we're under no illusions. The two games that we've played, there's been very little between the teams. The 0-0 game, we had to defend with our lives, and the game here at the Brandywell, there was very little in the game. But we're very respectful of Cork as a club, are very respectful of them as players, and their staff. But we got to just control what we can control, and that's our own performance. We went to Tala recently and went 2-0 down and showed tremendous character again, as we have done all year. They fight back and get a point out of the game. But, you know, we got to now try and push on in the second half of the season. We got to try and accumulate as many points as we possibly can and see where it takes us. But the one thing I will say is the players have trained really, really well since they've come back. They've all come back and pristine condition. Their fitness levels are excellent. We're finishing games really strong. We're getting joy. We're scoring a lot of goals in the later stages of games. So there's a lot of good signs out there, and it's something that we want to continue to build on.
Of course, do you look at the league's position? No, Cork are sitting sitting in their lowest position in the last 6 years, and they've only managed 6 wins this season so far. Do you look at things like that going into the game?
No, not really. I think, you know, if you look at other people's, you know, you can't look at anybody in this league without respect. The minute that you think that you're better than somebody in this league, then you're on for a real downfall somewhere. We treat every game on the same merits. As I said already, we're very respectful of Cork and their history and where they are and what they've done over recent years. But don't be under any illusions. They're very good players. You look through their teams in terms of their McNulty's and Casey's and Conor McCormick's and Cummings and Griffin's, Morrissey's. Top players, and then look, if you give top players opportunities, they're going to hurt you. But we have a lot of top players as well, and I think it makes for a fantastic game. I think two teams will go head to head. It's a brilliant venue, it's a brilliant pitch, it's a good crowd, so it's something to be embraced and something to enjoy. But we're under no illusions, it's very, very difficult, and it has been historically over the years.
Of course, on the transfer front, you've brought in Darren McCauley. Of course, you're after Conor Davis and Stephen Fulham. What is the latest on those two?
There is no latest. A lot of clubs are after these guys as well. Nobody's going to make any decisions at this moment in time. We're also speaking to about 5 or 6 other different players, and you've got to have contingency plans in place. We've got to look at, you know, if one move doesn't happen, where can we get another? But as I say, these windows they're very difficult, because you're actually bringing people here up for 20 weeks. It's very difficult to get people to relocate for 20 weeks, considering the season ends at Halloween. So it's a very difficult window, and I'm sure it's a difficult window for all the teams. So it's something that we have to strengthen. Absolutely, we have to strengthen, but we have to strengthen as we go along as well. Every window is going to be important. This window is important. The next window in January will be important. And we got to make sure that we continue to strive to get better with the players that we have, who have been magnificent. They've been magnificent. And if we can continue the way that we're working at the minute, then we'll be in a good place.